Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Lamid Vav 536. The Isser of delaying burial. Delaying burial specifically in the context of Haruge Bezdin, but then it is expanded by the Moni HaMitzvos to include any type of delaying of burial. So the next 2 days we're going to talk about the Isser of delaying a burial, and the next mitzvah is the mitzvah Saseh of burying. So we're going to talk about really kind of do it a little out of order, because first we have to know about the mitzvah of burial before we talk about the isser of delaying burial. So, but we'll do the two mitzvahs together as we do often. Says the Torah right here, so in Sheni by Kiseitze, to reread the pasuk. V'chiyev ish chait mishpamavis v'humas. Somebody has put to death v'saliso so aleitz. Lo sullin nivlaso ala eitz. Do not delay and hang the corpse on the tree, ki kavar tikbarenu bayomahu, because you shall surely bury, ki kilalas elokim talui, because the curse of Hashem is hanging. What does that mean, ki kilalas elokim talui? And that's the reason for burial. Doesn't sound like we would have thought burial has to do with kavada mace. But here the Torah says, ki kilalas elokim talui. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us, zilzulo shem elechu. It is a disgrace of the king of Hashem. Sha'adam asui b'demos diyukno. Because man is created in his image. V'Yisrael haim banav. And b'nei Yisrael are his children. And therefore the hanging somebody up in a disgraceful way with his selam elokim, that is inappropriate. Remember, in the context of the pasuk, we mentioned that this is talking about the Haruge Bezdin. So as the Sefer HaChinuch is going to say, people are going to talk about the Aveira that was done when they see the person hanging there, and that will cause the Chilul Hashem. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says a more general idea. Mashal, and he says, L'shnei achim ta'omim shayidomim zelazeh. The Medrash that tells us that there were two brothers that were twins, that's similar. One of them became the king and one of them was a bandit and he was killed and hanged. So if somebody sees the one who is hanging, Omer HaMelech Talui, they'll think, oh, look what happened to the king. But it really wasn't the king, it's just the king's brother. And that's what the message is, that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a Jew hangs, so then that's Kilas Elokim Talui. And then the pasuk ends off, and do not defile your Adama Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lechol HaNachala, that Hashem has given you. The Ramban here discusses, is there a difference between the mitzvah of Kfur in Eretz Yisrael and a Chutz La'aretz for different people? So we'll try to get back to that, Beis Hashem, if there is time. So the Moni HaMitzvos count two separate mitzvos from this pasuk. First, the Lo Saseh, Tav Kuf Lamed Vav, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Shelo Na'azov HaTiluya Sheyalin Ala Eitz. We cannot leave the hanged person on the tree. Shenamar Lo Sola Nivlaso Ala Eitz, and that's the language. Zu Mitzvos Lo Saseh, says the Sifri. That is the Isser of delaying. And then we have the Aseh. The Aseh, the next mitzvah, is Mitzvah's Kvura. L'ner agafi bezdin v'chein l'chomes. That's the general, it becomes general. L'kvar mishen idle bayamahu. To bury anyone who was hanged that day. Sh'ne'emar ki kavar tikrenu bayamahu. V'lashen Sifri ki kavar tikrenu bayamahu. Mitzvah's Aseh. That is a Mitzvah's Aseh. If you look in the Rambam counts this in Mitzvahs Asay Reish Lamed Aleph Shetzivanu Likvar Haruge Bezdin Biyom Shenehergu. It's a mitzvah to bury those Haruge Bezdin who Amru Yisalek he covered Tikbrenu Bayamahu. And the Rambam adds Vehu Hadin Bishar Mesim. And this applies also to Shar Mesim. Rotzelo Mar Shenikvar Kol Meisei Yisrael Biyom Mosam. All Meisei Yisrael on that day. Are you allowed to delay lechvodo? We'll have to talk about it. V'lachein ha'meis she'ein lo mishi is asek b'kvuraso. And this is the Rambam now. If you have a mace that nobody is involved in his burial, nikra mace mitzvah. That's why it's called. That's why we have the concept of a mace mitzvah. What's a mace mitzvah? A mace that needs to be buried. Why is it called a mace mitzvah? Klomar ha'meis she mitzvah al kol adam l'kavro. Ba'amar kavar tik b'renu. Why dafka does the Torah Shebachsav formulate the mitzvah of kvura by Haruge Bezdin? So it could be pashtus that even Haruge Bezdin. Of course, by other Jews, but even Haruge Bezdin, who you would think, oh, just to disgrace, just forget about, no, even they have a certain selam elokim that must be dealt with properly. Says the Sefer HaChinuch now. Now let's read it inside and get to some of the issues. Likvar Misha Nitla Bayamahu. Shenamar, as we said, Kigavartik Berenu. This is the source quoted. Kigavartik Berenu. Are there other sources for Kvura in the Torah? So if you look at Masechah Sota, the Gemara in Sota Daf Yadalad mentions, there's another mucker for Kvura. And that is the famous Gemara of being like Hashem, says the Gemara. My dechsiv, achare Hashem alokechem teilechu. How could I go after, follow Hashem, the Pasuk says. V'chiev shalol adam lahalech achar shchina. Could somebody go after the Shechina? V'alo kfar namer, ki Hashem alokecha ish ochlehu. Hashem is fire. How could you possibly go after the Shechina? Elo lahalech achar mido sav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means following and copying HaKadosh, his actions. Right? How do you get close to a person? How do you feel close to a person? By copying them. There's a famous person, a famous, children like to copy their famous, whoever, their idols, their the people they look up to. By copying them, they feel connected to them. So to Lahavdil, when we copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are close and connected to him. And the Gemara gives four examples. Mahu mal b'sharumim, just like Hashem clothed the naked by Adam and Chava. Sh'nedechsev ayas Hashem alokim la'adam l'sho kosnos or. V'yal b'shem avatal b'sharumim. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim at the beginning of Ayera to Avram Avinu. Afatal b'aker cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichem avelim. Dechsev ayichri achre mos Avraham. So that's three. Bashas Arumim, Biker Cholim, and Nicham Avelim, and finally, Ashkarish Baruch Hu Kavar Mesim. Dechsiv Vaikbar Oso Bagai. Hashem buried him, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the guy. Afata Kavar Mesim. So, Vaikbar Oso Bagai. So that's one mukar of a halachta bidrachav, following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a separate mitzvah, as we will see. But that is not the mitzvah that is counted by the Sefer HaMitzvah. So if you look at the Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin, the Gemara is struggling to find out where the Makar is. It was even a question. Shvar Malka asked Rav Chama, what is the source for Kvura in the Torah? Kvura Menatar Minayin. Ishtik v'larma level midi, and Rav Chama didn't answer. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov hears about it and says, why did he give an answer? I don't understand. Imser alma biyada tipshoi. Ibayla lemeimar ki kavar. Ki kavar ar pasuk. The Gemara says, no. What could he, Shvar Malka, have answered? The level of aron. Kavar may means buried in an aron, not buried in the ground. So tik berenu. Why did he say the next word? Lo mashbalei. Shvar Malka wouldn't have understood it. A double lashon to teach you something. V'neima mi de'ikbar tzadiki. So why didn't he say, how do you know there's a source? The fact that all tzadikim have been buried. Min haga ba'alma. I meet the Kavri HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, our Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe. So isn't that enough? D'lo lishtani mimin haga. No, maybe there's no mitzvah. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to cause waves. Everybody after they die is buried, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu also buries. And the Gemara goes through now exactly what the source is. But L'maisa, the source that is quoted halachically is the makar in our parsha, ki kavar tik berenu bayomahu. Good. What's the Ta'am, the Sharish of the Mitzvah behind Kavura. So Misharshi Mitzvah says the Chinuch, Mashiach Kiru, Zechronim, Levracha, Bemishta, Paragnigmar, Adin, Sha'amru Shabki, Kilas, Alokim, Talui, Klomar, Shalo Yomar Abrios, what we already said outside. People shouldn't say, Mipre Mazet Talui, Mipre Shakilas Hashem. Remember, we paskin, the two Averos, that one is not only stoned but hanged, is Megadef and Avodah Zarah. So if somebody sees this person, you know what he did? He cursed a god. The Nimsa, Baskiramze, just mentioning that, Ubaha Alosama Dover Befihem, of putting those words on their mouths. That's a chil Hashem. The gomlim ramanav sham. The hakel shachavis betovas b'riyos. Hashem doesn't want that to happen. So he says, take him down before they are the cause of any chil Hashem. So the clear source in the Torah, according to the chinuch of Kvura, the mitzvah is all about Kiddush Hashem. And that's what Rashi had said on the pasuk. There's another way to look at Kvod Shamayim, and that's something that I've mentioned various times in the past, and that's the thought that Rav Shechter has in Siman Yud Beis in Eretz Tzvi, where he discusses the Brisa Masechas Megillah and Daf Chavav, the difference between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. The Gemara says Tashmishei Mitzvah could be thrown out after they are used, Meikar Adin, Tashmishei Kedusha cannot. What are examples of each? Tashmishei Mitzvah, Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis. Tashmishei Kedusha, Tfilin, Mezuzah, Tfilin bags, and Mezuzah boxes, Vachulu. What's the difference between the two? So, L'chora Hayanira Lomar, the Yisod and the Shorish of all Kedusha is the Torah. That's the Shorish of it all, which is an autobiography of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, the source of all Kedusha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the Torah. And therefore, everything related to Torah, to the Ksav of Torah, is called Tashmishei Kedusha. It has inherent Kedusha forever and ever, eternal. And that's anything related to a tefillin and mezuzah. Shebekula and Yeshbem Kedusha's Ksav Shal Torah, Oshe Mishamshim L'Ksav Shal Torah, Kinartik Shal Sefer Torah, Kekish Shal Tefillin. But by the other items, Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis, they're not connected to the Ksav of Torah. I use them for a mitzvah. It's wonderful that I use them for a mitzvah, but it's used for a mitzvah. It's not connected to the Ksav of Torah Kedusha directly, so therefore it's called Tashmishei Mitzvah, and after I finish using it for a mitzvah, it can be discarded. But then Rav Shechter continues and says, "V'alderach zeh hayanir levaer hahevdol ben guf Yisraeli leguf nachri." Maybe this is the root of the mitzvah of kvura as well. Kvuras nachrim we'll get to. We do that mishum eva. But meikar adin, we have a chiyuv to bury Yisraelim. Why the guf nachri dino k'tashmishei mitzvah? The guf of umos ha'olam, they have seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and they are tashmishei mitzvah. And meikar adin, after a tashmishei mitzvah is finished, there's no chiyuv to bury it. Masha'en came by a guf of Yisraeli dino k'tashmishei kedusha. It's kedusha lachain, and therefore even after a Jew dies, it's eternal. Eternal because of his connection that he had to Torah. What about if a Jew never had a connection to Torah, never learned Torah in his life? So maybe that is the Gemara in the end of the third paragraph of Maseches Nida, that all of us learn Torah in utero, and the Malach teaches us to call it Torah Kula, and that is the basis that each Jew has that connection to Torah, even though the Malach causes us to forget it, because we need to earn it. That's the way it stays with us, but the Roshem, the spark that is created originally in utero, that stays forever, even if we never recognize it. He quotes that from Rav Soloveitchik, right? In Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes Rav Soloveitchik at 7 or 8 halachic nafkaminas based on that Gemara Nida of learning Torah in utero. Cheskas kashrus of every Jew and others, but it says that's the root of the mitzvah of kvura, because every Jew has tashmishei kedusha. So like the chinuch in that, the message of kvura is not about kavod ames, but it's about kvod shamayim, but in a very different way. It's kvod shamayim because every Jew is called a tashmish de kedusha. De me oso limud hu shenotzar v'nishave b'nafsho shakal adam Yisrael ha'ava ha'tivis ha'mesuteres l'Hashem Yisbarach. The inner love, pintalayid, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he explains that famous Rambam at the end of the second parak of Hilchos Gerushin. Kofen aso achi amarotza ani. That if a husband is forced to give a get to his wife until he says, I want to, even though they're sitting on him and they're beating him up. Still, the Rambam says that is considered ratzon, because every Jew wants to do the right thing, what the courts want him to do in the end, and therefore that is not considered a get me'useh. But that is the source of the mitzvah of kvura, according to Rav Soloveitchik, expanded by Rav Shechter. Elsewhere also, Rav Shechter has one other point, and that is, we know the mitzvah of kvura is called chesed shel emes, the true chesed. Why is it called the true chesed? So on the surface, the true chesed means because there's never any payback. Every other mitzvah I do in life, maybe I'm doing it for not so pure motives. After all, I buy you something today, you buy me something tomorrow, I give you this, you give me that. Kvura, as we know, there's no payback. There's no payback. Maybe society pays me back. But the person that I'm doing kvura to is never going to pay me back, and at least in this world. So therefore, that's why it's called a true chesed shel emes, where eino mitzape letashlum gemul. But there's another idea that he explains in his other sefer, Nikvei Atzon, in Simen Tes Zayin, where he discusses that all mitzvot bein adam l'chavero, which kvura is one of them, the root of that is really a societal shibud. We're born into this world. We have shibudim to each other. That's how Hashem created the world. The Rambam says in Perek Yudal and Afilchas Avil, there's a mitzvah called V'yahatol Recha Kamocha, and included in that are all the details of the shibudim bein adam l'chavero. Mitzvah zaseh shel devrehem, levaker cholim, ulenachim aveilim, ulahotzi ames. That's the order. Biker cholim nicham aveilim, otas ames, v'ula hachnas kala, ula lavos archim, v'lasok b'chol tzarchi akvura, and to be osek in all the needs of a burial. Laseif ala kaseif, v'leilich lefanav, v'lispod, v'lachpar v'likvar, hespedim and kvura, that's all included. Where's the mitzvah to give a hesped? V'yatzor recha kamocha, and also an extension of the mitzvah of kvura, to bury properly. V'chein l'sameach ha'chasan v'akala, u'lisada v'chol tzarcheyem. Eilu en gemilus chasanam shebegufo she'en lam shir. And even though these are all derabanan, they're included in V'yatzor recha kamocha. Kol advarim sh'ata rotzeh, she'yasu osam l'cha achirim. Anything that you want other people to do for you, asei otan atal achicha b'torah v'mitzvahs. You do unto them. to your brother in Torah and mitzvos. Good. So that's kfura is included in that. So there's a societal tit for tat, a societal understanding that we have shibudim to each other. But what about kvura? Kfura is this shibudim to each other, to society in general. But maybe, so that's Rav Shechta, there's a, it's called Chesed Shel Emes for another reason. As the Gemara tells us, that Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The signet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Remember the Gemara in Meseches Yuma discusses that the Achikres HaGadola wanted to get rid of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. And they davened, all of a sudden the petach from Shemayim came down, a little piece, a note, and it said Emes on it. So they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them, because Emes is the chasim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was the message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of gave his stamp, literally. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is Emes. There's even a beautiful thought in the Otzer HaTfilos, that in the bottom of the footnote it says that the Gra liked this thought, that every word, Emes, Biatze, V'nachar, M'cham, Yashar, in that tefillah after Shema is parallel to a pasuk in Shema. Shema Yisrael is parallel to Emes. V'yahavta is parallel to V'yatziv. V'hayu is parallel to V'nachon. So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is parallel to Emes. Because Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem HaKadosh Chasim is Emes, and that's parallel. So maybe, and also based on the Gemara in Sota, suggests Rav Shechter that maybe that's another idea of Chesed Shel Emes. This is a Chesed that is purely, not really Shibudim, Beit Adam L'Chaveiro, but it's Shibudim that we're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Chesed that we're copying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chosam. Chosam Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The Chesed HaShosam HaMachayim Hu B'Tara Shibudim U'Kamo Chiyuvei Mamanis V'Zeu HaGeder Shel Kometzos Ben Adam L'Chaveiro Mashinkin Chesed HaShosam HaMameisim Einu B'Tara Shibudim Dein Shibudim L'Meis Ela Be'Bechinas Mitzvah Shebein Adam La'atzmo O'Me'inin Hadvaka B'Dosav Yizbarach Alkeinu Nikra Chesed Shel Emes De'Iker V'Sharas L'Chol HaMidas Kulan HaMidas HaEmes. And that's connecting myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of that is explaining how Kavura, the first two points we mentioned, the Sefer HaChinuch, Kavura is to prevent Chilul Hashem because people are going to see the people who committed crimes and say the Averis again. Number two, maybe it's because of the Tashmish Kedusha status that every Jew has. And number three, maybe it's Chesed Shel Emes because we're copying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midini ha-mitzvah, says the Chinuch, some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Masha Amru, as we said, she'ein mitzvah zu b'nitzle levad. As the Rambam already said, the mitzvah is not only to bury those who are nitle, ela af kol aruge bezdin, mitzvah l'kovram b'yom harigason, anybody killed by bezdin, gam b'chlal mitzvah l'kbar kol meis b'yisrael, b'yom oso, everybody, and that's why, as the Rambam said, it is called a meis. It's called a mace mitzvah. In the kvura, in general, for Jews, is in any cemetery, any Jewish cemetery in Kever Avos. The Haruge Bezdin, the Chinuch quotes, have separate cemeteries. Shnei kvaras hayu niskalin lebezdin. One for the niskalin ula nisrafin, the two chamor categories, and one for the nerag and the nechnakim, and that's where they are buried after they are put to death, part of their kapara, after ichal abasar. So then we do likar atzamos, we move them back to their kever avos. There is an important question that is asked in that same Gemara in Sanhedrin, and we'll talk more about it. Ibailahu kavura mishum bizyonahu umishom kaparahu. Is it bizayon, so that he's not embarrassed more in front of others as he rots, or it's part of the kapara? The Rashi says, the tevile kapara batmana zu shemoridim umashpilin oso betachtios. We push him under the earth. Part of kapara. Both of those are in terms of the mace, though. The way we have been suggesting in the hashkafe, in the shorish part of it, is b'misad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both of these stadim are the mace. Is it because he's going to be embarrassed more? That's why you have to bury it, more of the sur meira? Or is it the asi tov that you want to give a kapara to the mace? Either way, the Gemara goes through that. Is it bizyona or is it kapara? The Gemara also asks there in the continuation, what about a hespid? Is a hespid yakra d'chaya or yakra d'shichvi? Is it kavod ha-mace or kavod ha-chai? Also a question there. Either way, back to the chinuch, v'noheges mitzvah zu, this mitzvah applies to Aruge Bezdin, in the times of Dinei Nefashos, and it applies to all Mace Yisrael always, b'chol makom v'chol zman, b'zacharim v'nekevis. And if anybody fulfills this mitzvah of Kruah, they fulfill the mitzvah's aseh of ki kavar tikrena bayamahu. If anybody does not, they delay the burial for no good reason, so then they violate the isser of lo salin nivlaso. The Menachas Chinuch says the mitzvahs aseh and lo aseh might have different times. The mitzvahs aseh might only be until Shkia. If you don't bury the mace by Shkia, then you violate it, if you did it on purpose, a bitul aseh. The lo aseh might be only through the night, until Amud HaShachar. If I don't bury by Amud HaShachar, then it would be, then I would violate the isser. Again, there's a lot to talk about in the Mitzvah of Kfura. Let's get in one more topic today, and that is, what about Eiver Min HaChai? What if something, Rachman al-Islan, somebody needs an amputation? Does that limb require burial? Right? A person who died requires burial. A part of a person who died, the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Oz Beis, we paskin, also requires burial. Says the Minchas Chinuch, v'nira da'af b'kazayis v'nameis no hekez misas kfura. Even though tumas kohanim is more, but any little bit we try to do kfura for. As Rachman al-Islan, if there's ever any accident or an attack, you know, we try to bury every little piece. But what about min hachai? So that's not min hameis. So me'ikra din, it seems the poskim hold that me'ikra din, it does not require kvura. The only reason it would require kvura, the Shvus Yaakov writes, and the Nodabi Yehuda writes, Shvus Yaakov is in Beis Kuf Aleph. Why would it require kvura? Because we don't want Kohanim to come in contact with it, and there's tuma for Eiver Min HaChai. So because we're worried about Kohanim, that's why we bury it, but not per se that it needs it. And there are Gemaras about this as well. That was what Rova Mefarshim Sita says, quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva in Hilchos Kvura. Rav Moshe Feinstein is more machmer in this area. Rav Moshe assumes that it does need, at least certain limbs need kvura. Is in Yaradeya and Chela Gimel Sim and Kuf Mem Aleph. Tzrichin likach mi batei cholim. You have to ask from the hospitals. Ulakovram rak evarim sheish ben baser v'gin the matzamos. If it's a limb that has meat and sinews and bones, if it's an internal organ, even Rav Moshe would say it does not need burial. Bnei me'ayim klayos tchol spleen kidneys shvir v'shilya, that those do not need. But if it's a limb that has baser v'gin the matzamos on it, that would require. Again, so it's a machlokas haposkim, and the poskim say there's nothing, you should try if you can, but if not, then it is not a bitul aseh according to most poskim. That is regarding Eiver Min HaChai. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will talk more about the mitzvah of kvura, a lot of other issues, likarat samos, is there ever a reason to delay? Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days.